From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump met at the White House Monday with a group of U.S. business leaders and pledged to slash taxes and regulations massively, saying he wants to bring manufacturing back to the United States. VOA's Jeff Custer reports from Washington.
The president told the business leaders that when he has met with both small and big business owners, they all told him cutting regulations was their number one concern. Trump said the tax and regulation cuts will provide incentives for companies to stay in the U.S. But he said, for those looking to move their facilities abroad, a border tax will be imposed on any goods and services they want to import back to the U.S. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump has said Monday to withdraw the United States from the 12-nation Pacific Rim trade deal as he starts this first full week in office. The Trans-Pacific Partnership had been negotiated since 2009 during former President Barack Obama's White House tenure, but the U.S. Congress has never ratified it, with numerous lawmakers opposed to it or skeptical of the deal. It would have covered trade with Japan, Australia, New Zealand, Malaysia, Chile, Canada, Mexico, and four other countries. Two influential U.S. Republican senators have thrown their support behind President Trump's nominee for Secretary of State, Oil Executive Rex Tillerson, boosting his chances to be confirmed this week as the Senate works to fill key cabinet posts in the new administration. Hours after Donald Trump took the oath of office Friday, the Senate overwhelmingly confirmed his picks to lead the Pentagon and the Department of Homeland Security. The confirmations of other nominees are proving to be more contentious. West African troops moved into the Gambian capital to secure President Adama Barrow's arrival from neighboring Senegal just hours after the former president, Yahya Jammeh, left the country. This is VOA News. Syrian government and opposition delegates are gathering Monday in Kazakhstan's capital for peace talks backed by Russia and Turkey that rebel sources said would not include direct negotiations. Meantime, a Northeastern University analyst, Yasir Munif, tells VOA disagreements are emerging between Moscow and Damascus.
There is no need to make any concessions to the opposition, and that the infighting should go on and they should take over major regions around the Damascus area and in the south and the north. And the Russians want to move from playing a major role in the conflict and backing the Syrian regime to a position of being host and a neutral power hosting the meeting and possibly a new agreement.
The talks are aimed primarily at shoring up a nearly one-month-old ceasefire arranged by Russia and Turkey. The level of success of the talks could revive the UN-sponsored political talks held in Geneva. Britain has indicated that it will seek a so-called hard exit from the European Union, likely to include leaving the single market, the world's largest free trade bloc. The country is looking for new trading partners around the world, but as Henry Ridgewell reports, the government will find it difficult to balance voters' demands for lower immigration with the need for new free trade deals.
The British government says its vision is of a more global Britain, trading freely with growing economies like India and China once it is outside the European Union. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson visited several Indian cities last week, eager to build bridges before Britain drops out of the European Union.
We may be leaving the EU, we may be taking back control of our borders, but my Indian friends, I say to you, that does not mean we want to haul up the drawbridge.
But critics say Britain is doing just that, even as it asks India to open trade. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Samsung, South Korea's largest conglomerate, says an internal investigation has revealed that faulty batteries are responsible for the fires that hit its flagship Galaxy Note 7 smartphone last year, causing a nosedive in the company's profits and a serious swipe to its reputation. Head of Samsung's mobile division apologized at a press conference Monday in Seoul. Samsung is expected to release another smartphone soon, but the company has not given a timetable for the launch of the new handset. And for those following American-style football, the U.S. National Football League's Atlanta Falcons will take on the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 51 on February the 5th in Houston. Both teams coasted to convincing wins on Sunday in one of the greatest U.S. spectacles. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.